It's time for America Outdoors Radio. The fast-paced hour of Outdoors Radio ahead is not only awesome, but unlike those other shows, you can actually sleep in for this one. Better still, we've got a special Pacific Northwest edition for you. You won't find this version of America Outdoors Radio anywhere else, and you'll only hear it here on KRKO AM 1380.
Welcome aboard. We've got a couple of great guests for you at the bottom of the hour and at the end of the show, and you'll just have to stick around to find out who they are, because right now, it's time to tell you what's hot right here in the Pacific Northwest. And I've got to tell you, fishing is hot, and there's no excuse not to go fishing this weekend. And don't give me the tired old argument, I don't have a fishing license, because you know what? You don't need one. This is a free fishing weekend in Washington State. You don't need no stinking license. If you are looking for where to go, I've got some ideas. Number one, you can head to the Columbia River along the docks at Washougal or just below Bonneville Dam, where shad numbers are building massively. And it's not unusual to catch a 5-gallon bucket full of these scrappy fighting fish casting shad darts or Dick Knight spoons from shore. Pike minnow fishing is also an option on the Columbia River, especially near the Dalles, which has been a hot spot this past week. Plus, if you register at the weigh station there in advance, you can turn in any pike minnow you catch that are over 9 inches in size for cash vouchers. And if you catch a tagged pike minnow, that is a $500 fish. Go to pikeminnow.org to find out more about that. And there's always trout fishing too. Several Western Washington lakes have been stocked in the last few weeks, to include American Lake in Pierce County, Grandy Lake in Skagit County, Lake Lawrence in Thurston County, and Walker Lake in King County. Looking for some other suggestions? In marine areas 5 through 13, in the Sound, lingcod fishing remains open until the 15th, and shrimping remains an option in several marine areas too, though you'll want to check the regs for further details about limits and dates that these seasons are open. You still want more suggestions? Okay, fine. From NorthwestFisheryReports.com, I can share a rare fishing report from Lake Union. A poster named Kanisho, fishing a variety of offerings from shore, caught a decent-sized smallmouth that looked to be about 2 pounds during a short evening excursion there. Another shorebound angler, posting as DaFishingDude68, had a fun evening at Snohomish County's Gisberg Pond catching bass and then switched to a fly rod to catch a combination of bass, sunfish, and trout. Sounded like a great time. Heading east, they are pulling some whopper bass out of Potholes Reservoir to include 2 8-plus-pound largemouth in one day, both of which were released. It's been a heck of a year for big bass, and 5-pounders are not uncommon. You can get the latest on bass fishing, to include where to find them and what to use, by contacting Pete Fisher at the store at Mardon Resort. Find out contact info at mardonresort.com. And if you can't make it out this weekend, there's always next weekend, where the Skagit River will open for sockeye fishing on the 16th. Anglers can keep 3 sockeye salmon from Highway 536 at Mount Vernon to the mouth of Gilligan Creek. One more thing, there's a free seminar at the Everett Sportsman's Warehouse on Monday the 11th from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., and it's all about binoculars. You'll learn everything you need to know about making a smart purchase after you learn what separates a budget pair of binos from a great pair of optics. And now you know, on this free fishing weekend, exactly what's hot right here in the Pacific Northwest.
And with that, let's head to this week's national edition of America Outdoors Radio.
Sportsman's Warehouse is America's premier outfitter and has the quality gear you need for hunting, fishing, camping, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff will help you find the right product so you get the most out of your time in the field or on the water. In addition to stocking superior clothing and outdoor equipment, we offer in-store events and seminars so you can enjoy a successful adventure. With over 70 stores located in the United States, it's easy to find a Sportsman's Warehouse store near you. Find out more at sportsmanswarehouse.com.
Tillamook Bay is considered the greatest fishing experience on the West Coast for fall Chinook salmon and winter steelhead, and Dungeness crab is plentiful. Five major rivers connect with the ocean on the Tillamook Coast. It's not unusual to snag a 40 to 50 pounder. Go out in a boat or stand on a riverbank or dock. Try fishing from a dory boat and experience the thrill of a beach launch and landing. Use spinners, sand shrimp, or salmon eggs to lure them. The fish will line up to grab your bait. Go to TillamookCoast.com/fishing to find guides and places to stay.
We're talking to Mike Miesberg again at Mardon Resort at Eastern Washington's huge Potholes Reservoir. Mike, why is your resort so popular every summer?
Fun in the sun, in a beautiful, warm camping area, swimming area, fishing for all kinds of fish, especially topwater bass fishing.
We are just scratching the surface as to why you'll want to head there this summer. Find out more at MardonResort.com. That's Mardon Resort, where the fish bite, but we don't.
NorthwestFishingReports.com is the Northwest's largest fishing reports website, featuring well over 50,000 fishing reports, videos, articles, and more. All 100% free. Catch more fish with Northwest Fishing Reports. Log on today.
Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, a nationwide group working to keep public lands in public hands so future generations can enjoy what we enjoy. Join the group that makes a difference. Check us out at backcountryhunters.org.
It's time for another local shot of the outdoors. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, and you'll only hear it here on Fox Sports 1380 KRKO.
We've got a local shot of the outdoors for you, coming at you from the Skykomish River. Doug St. Denis, the owner of 365 Charters, has been fishing for Summer Kings and Summer Steelhead. How's the fishing been on the Sky, Doug?
John, it's been pretty good. The opening day was really good. A lot of fish in there. The water temperature was lower. It was in the low 48 mark, and those fish were really reacting. Free drifting eggs, cheaters and yarn was really producing on both summer steelhead and summer king. Since then, there have been some ups and downs with that fishery as far as the bite, but we have seen a little increase in the water pressure, and we've had some high pressure, low pressure days. But I only see it improving throughout the summer.
So what is the limit for kings? What is the limit for steelhead? And how long is this fishery going to be viable?
You know, John, so really they've got two adults, two jacks. What we target is two kings, two steelhead. That's your limit. This fishery, honest to goodness, it will fish all the way through the end of July. Now, in June, you typically have a little bit more water. It's easier for guys in sleds to move around. And sometimes in July, that water starts to drop because of the heat and the snow melt has now dissipated. And it becomes harder to run it on a sled, but the guys in drift boats and bank anglers are doing very well. And we've got a good snowpack this year, and I think that this fishery is going to fish very well through the mid, possibly third week of July, for sleds, drift boat, and bank anglers.
Well, there you go. Some great news about some very good fishing a lot closer to home than you would think it would be. If you want to go fishing with Doug, just go to his website, 365charters.com. He's been fishing the Sky a long time. He'll show you all the tricks. He'll show you where he's catching the fish, and it'll be knowledge you can use later. The website again, 365charters.com. Thanks for the report, Doug.
Thank you, John.
There's a whole bunch more of the great outdoors coming your way on Fox Sports 1380.
Are you an outfitter, sporting goods retailer, boat dealer, or someone else in the outdoors industry? If you are, you know targeted advertising works best. And what would work better than advertising with America Outdoors Radio? Our hour-long show is heard throughout Seattle, Everett, and the East Side every Saturday morning, and your message will be heard there too. Want to find out more? Contact me, John Cruz, through my website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Let's get back to the local outdoors scene. It's the Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, heard exclusively here on Fox Sports 1380 KRKO.
It's time again for another Max Minute.
Fish on!
Brought to you every week by Max Lure Company. With us again, Bob Loomis. Bob, it's walleye time in a lot of the Northwest, everywhere from Montana, where folks are hitting Tiber Reservoir and Canyon Ferry Reservoir, to eastern Washington, where we've got anglers out on Potholes Reservoir and Banks Lake, or the lower Columbia River near Portland. Is there a lure that you would recommend that's a little out of the ordinary that folks might want to try?
You bet, John. One of the products that we manufacture is called the Smileblade Spindrift Walleye. And the Spindrift hook is a patented hook from VMC that has a swivel on the back of it. It's got a technical bend in the hook itself, so when you thread a nightcrawler on there or thread some type of bait onto it, it actually rotates. So it's the equivalent of a slow death type spin on the hook itself. And then in turn, we add one of our pill floats to it, and along with our smile blade, and this thing is an absolute fish catching tool.
So obviously meant to fish behind a bottom walker. And again, that smile blade spins at very slow speeds. That pill float keeps a little bit more buoyant. And that VMC hook gives that bait some action it would never get otherwise. So let's talk about what folks are putting on the hook. Are they just putting night crawlers or something more?
Oh, you know, every area is a little bit different, John. I know there's people that will fish a live minnow on there. They'll fish a leech on there. They'll fish, you know, a number of different types of bait that help attract walleye.
Well, there you go, folks. It's a Smileblade Spindrift Walleye. Something a little bit different, a little different presentation. Some of those marble eyes might not have seen before, and that might just be what you need to get them to bite. Look for the Spindrift Walleye at a sporting goods store near you or online at maxlure.com. That wraps up this week's Pacific Northwest edition of America Outdoors Radio, but don't worry, we'll be back at it, doing it again next Saturday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on Fox Sports KRKO. Walleye anglers all over the Northwest are raving about the new Smileblade Spindrift Walleye Lure made by Max Lure Company. Lance Mers is with us here to tell us more about it.
This lure is fantastic. We've got the patented Smileblade. We've got a pill float that keeps it just off of the bottom where the fish like to bite. And that Spindrift hook is absolutely phenomenal. You could tip it with any kind of bait.
Tip it with a crawler, tip it with a leech, whatever you tip it with, it's going to catch more fish. It's the Smileblade Spindrift Walleye Lure, only from Max Lure Company.